This Edgar Profiles podcast is supported by Ping. Edgar is an association of national federations formed in the year 2000 to develop and encourage initiatives which raise the awareness of golf, both as a participation and competitive sport for individuals with disability. For more information about Edgar, please visit edgargolf.com. Your host for this episode is Tony Bennett. Ping. Play your best.
I contacted Brazilian Lucas Val Marciano de Oliveira as I had heard about his story and thought that this had to be told. Lucas feels more comfortable speaking Brazilian and I more comfortable speaking in English. And although we have enough of each other's language to at least have a short conversation, we found that it was better to have an email exchange and maybe a couple of Skype calls in order to pull this story together. I prepared the story, and thankfully the national coach for the Brazilian Golf Federation, Luiz Miyamura, kindly stood in to read the story, which you're about to hear. So please enjoy this story with Lucas Val Marciano de Oliveira.
Ping. Play your best.
Gunshots broke the hum of the city as the deadly weapon was fired at Lucas Val Marciano de Oliveira in an unprovoked attack by two men. Eight bullets lodged in his back, and on the floor the attackers made off with the equivalent of €400, his watch and tennis shoes. Lucas, who was merely doing his job as a pizza delivery boy, was just 20 years of age, when overnight his life changed forever as he became a paraplegic. Lucas was born 33 years ago in the northeastern part of Brazil before moving south to the busy metropolis of São Paulo, where he was raised with four brothers and a sister. His parents, Vivaldo, and mother, Irice, worked hard. Lucas had been dating Kelly for a couple of years and was beginning to make his adult life when the shooting took place. São Paulo has a population of over 12 million people, is one of the top 10 largest cities in the world, has the largest economy in South America, and at the turn of the century had a homicide rate of 0.05%. Over the last 18 years, there's been a tremendous reduction in the homicides. But on that dreadful night in 2005, and in the months and years that followed, Lucas had his faith tested to the limit.
At first, I was distraught, but I learned to deal with my disability. And I did not stop fighting for my dreams and did not give up to winning.
The strength he has gained from the love of his life, Kelly, is immense.
I have been married for 11 years with my wonderful wife, Kelly Cristina dos Santos Oliveira. She has supported me since the beginning of my disability, even thought we were only dating when the shooting took place. She did not abandon me, and she is still with me to this day.
At first, Lucas had to learn how to live again.
Everything was new. I become a baby again and to learn how to every day think with a different body and learn how to use a wheelchair. Your body changed completely and you have to learn to cope with a new life experience.
These were dark days, which eventually would become lighter for Lucas, who was determined that even though he couldn't walk, life would move on. Lucas drew heavily from his faith and realized that he was lucky to live.
To make up, breathe the air, and enjoy every moment of our lives. Whether disabled or not is incredible. We all have problems. But our problems have a solution for us to find. The important thing is that I am alive. Have hope in my heart and always having faith that in God everything is possible.
One day, went out with his son, Kaiki. They passed by a golf course. Lucas is a curious man who likes nature and so thought he would go into the grounds and ask about golf.
Ping. Play your best.
Our partners are very important to Edgar, and I would like to introduce you to a short, true story told by Ping.
a key resource that has enabled Ping to perform experiments and extensive tests on new golf designs, is a superhero who was once described as the world's best golfer. At only 5 feet high, 6 feet wide, and 7 foot thick, weighs over 1,000 pounds, he is known as Pingman. Pingman is a robot that is used for product and prototype testing. He mimics human movement by having a shoulder turn and a wrist hinge that can load a golf shaft on the way down. He can even bend 10 degrees at the waist like a human golfer to accommodate clubs from a wedge to a driver. Pingman hits tens of thousands of golf balls a year. He only hits brand new golf balls to ensure accurate testing and tests 9 different face locations on the product to ensure we know exactly how product will perform from not only centrally struck shots, but from off-centered struck shots too. Pingman can swing it up to 160 miles per hour, which compared to a couple of Ping's big hitters in Bubba Watson and Tony Finau, who get it out at a very respectable 125 miles per hour, Pingman is like no other golfer on the planet. Thanks to the data Pingman produces, Ping only introduces new product when testing it to be proven to be better performing than the current product.
Ping. Play your best.
Fortune shone on Lucas that day as he met the right person who did not simply turn him away, but instead gave him the telephone number of the São Paulo Golf Federation. Lucas couldn't wait to get in touch. He made contact and was accepted into their adaptive golf project. These first few steps changed the life of Lucas, and golf gave him a sport where the benefits are not limited to his physical health, but also to his psychological and emotional well-being.
The practice of golf helps increase my self-esteem and the quality of my life.
In the land of football, golf is not a very popular sport. With less than 30,000 golfers in a population of over 200 million people, golf has the unfair reputation of being for the elite. But golf, in its purest form, is for everyone. In a city the size of São Paulo, one could be forgiven for thinking that there might be many golf facilities. But sadly, this is not the case. And so Lucas makes an 80-minute journey across town daily to reach the Federation's golf facility. Although he travels by public transport, navigating escalators and poorly maintained pavements, he does so with joy in his heart, as it is the signal that golf will be part of his life on that day.
When I made the first visit to a golf course, I came across nature and felt like a small part of the sky. It was an emotional that made me cry. I am totally in love with this sport.
Respect for others is something that he recognizes in golf.
It's more than getting a club to hit a ball.
Respect for Lucas is growing every day. His coach at the Federation is affectionately called Jairzinho, who has been with Lucas every step of the way. Jairzinho is a good-humoured man, a man of patience, years of experience in teaching new players, and with a calm demeanour, and was just the right kind of coach for Lucas when he first showed up. As with most people, Lucas started by hitting balls on the driving range, and surely the heads of other players will have turned when this man arrived at the facility, wheeled himself to a mat, and started swinging the golf club while sitting in his chair. Lucas has a fierce determination to become a golf professional, but his head is not filled by visions of grandeur as he realizes the dedication necessary to reach such a level of proficiency will not be easy to achieve. Lucas advises others who may be struggling to come to terms with their disability to
never give up to fighting for something you want. Live every moment of your life, because today we are alive, but we do not know what tomorrow brings. Be depend on yourself. Everything we do is good for us. We are only disabled. We are not poor things. After all, we are all human beings with strength and will.
With an attitude of gratitude running through his very being, typically, Lucas thanks others.
I thank God for my life and my family for supporting me in the difficult time and for not abandoning me.
He is thankful to the president of the São Paulo Golf Federation, Antonio Carlos Padula, for having welcomed him with open arms.
If I had not been for him, I would never have known the world of golf. I thank my coach Joãozinho for his never-ending support, and I appreciate the support of São Paulo Golf Club's captain for having opened the doors to his famous old club for me to enjoy my passion.
This was an Edgar Player story supported by Ping, helping golfers to play their best. For more information about Edgar, please visit edgargolf.com. Stay tuned for the next Edgar podcast. Ping. Play your best.